This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Freshly. Chef-cooked healthy meals delivered to your door. Save $40 off the six-meal plan for first-time users with code MMA639. J&P Cycles, the best aftermarket parts and accessories for your motorcycle. Save up to 30% off with code MMAN. Mattress Firm, brands you trust at competitive prices. Get 15% off with code MMANUTS15. Liquid Web, save 34% off for 3 months with code MMAN34OFF. Defense Soap, the ultimate soap for wrestlers, jiu-jitsu, and MMA athletes with the new peppermint oil bars and shower gel. Use code MMANUTS for 15% off. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 374.
374!
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Back for the MMA show, by my fans, for my fans, walk a line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on?
Woo!
Kimosabe!
Huh? Are you going to call me Kimosabe?
Kimosabe!
You are en fuego, Matt.
Goddamn right!
Happy St. Patrick's Day!
That's right.
Patty's Day.
Patty Whackers, you...
Whackers!
Oh, off. That's right.
Here in Chicago, we dye the river green every year.
That's right, and it's a solid green. It's 100% non-toxic.
Are you going to see this?
No, I think my daughter is going, but I've seen it once. And I think we were part of a Girl Scout parade down there. And it was like a fucking 100 degrees that day. And trying to navigate through all the drunks. I'm out!
So you were a Girl Scout?
A Girl Scout for a day.
Nice.
Yeah. I think they painted my nails that day, too.
Drinking?
They were very young. The girls were like into painting nails. I'm like, fuck it, you can paint mine. I'm a man. I'm not afraid.
Okay. Drinking and young girls.
No, I was not drinking. No, I know. Everybody else was drinking.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's a weird, yeah. It's a weird combo.
It sure is.
Well,
maybe the parade wasn't all just Girl Scouts.
Ah, there was Boy Scouts too.
Yes. They keep them all young.
Okay. Nice.
You make sure your flavor is correct, sir.
So perverted. But anyways, cheers to you if you're Irish.
Ah, she dyed them green. I've been drinking green beers. Oh. At least this one's green.
Yeah.
This label's green, and the other beer I drink is called Greens.
Yeah.
But the label's blue on this one.
That reminds me of a story in college.
Yeah, go ahead.
For St. Patrick's Day, There was this Irish bar by my school in Michigan that would open up at like 5:30 in the morning or 6 or something, and they'd have 1 cent pitchers starting at that
hour.
Yeah,
that's always good.
And I may or may not have gone to that once or twice. But there is nothing good that comes from drinking that much alcohol that early in the morning. Nothing good comes from that.
It's called a hangover by 5 o'clock.
Oh, probably by noon. And then you go to sleep for a while and come back and party again. But I'm old now. I can't do that. I'm like a couple of beers and I'm good.
Penny pitcher night was never good. It was always me at the end of the night going up to the ladies. Hey, check this out. I just pour beer all over myself. They're just like, what a fucking asshole.
Did that work for you?
Never. But I thought it was more entertaining for my buddies to see, like, watch this, and then go over there and do that. And they're just
like a circus act.
The chicks are like, oh, my God. Get this guy away from me.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just here to entertain. I'm not here to get laid.
You're here to kick ass and chew bubblegum?
No.
And you're all out of bubblegum?
All entertainment.
Okay. Well, let's
talk. All about the laugh.
I'd like to talk to you about a little entertainment.
Go ahead.
Anne Variato defeated a man she's a transgender woman.
What does that mean?
Woman turned man.
Okay.
She has competed in jiu-jitsu before against men. Fairly successful. Brazilian. I don't know what to say. She, he. Technically, it's a he. So now it's,
whatever.
He's a man and competed and won via decision. It's confusing. How do you feel about a woman becoming a man and fighting men in MMA?
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with it going the other way. Because there was even a boy who became a girl who was wrestling and just dominated all the other women or girls at the high school level and won, I think, the second state championship. Once again, it's not fair for a man or a boy to become a woman and compete against women. But I think the other way I'm okay with.
Women have wrestling in high school.
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah, a lot of the girls.
Do they wear the tights?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's going on here?
I'm kidding.
We start off on the wrong foot.
I'm totally kidding.
No, he's not.
No, I am kidding. If they're over 18, it's okay.
No, but it's not.
Under 18, it's not okay. I'm just kidding. No,
okay, so I agree with you. I'm going to try to pull us back in.
Dig yourself out.
Okay, I'm digging out this hole. Fill the hole with water. I might drown in here. So
should I just add some racist shit in?
Might as well.
How do you feel about John Jones?
I feel good. Okay, so
go ahead.
I agree with you that it's not okay for a man to become a woman and fight women.
I got another point. How about teachers? When you have a woman teacher that has sex with a male student versus the male teacher that has sex with the female student.
Well, I think,
you know how it's more accepted for the woman.
Well, I think in society in general, like, females are considered more feminine, so less threatening. So even like the simple thing of like, you know, you get like a text and it's a naked woman, right? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know people that get those.
So do I. So say it happens and it's okay. But if I were to send a naked pic, like dick pics, mm-hmm. to someone,
not okay.
It's not okay, even because I think a man in general is considered almost threatening, especially when he is naked.
Well, you're carrying a weapon
of mass destruction.
That's right. Literally, there's something there versus right. the woman where there's nothing there.
So the fact of having a firm versus yes. a firm is
a whole. For all you people audioing, he's firm.
I'm making hand gestures.
Large, make those
a small baby's arm, what? And a giant hole. Or maybe it's a tiny one, I don't know.
Everything, if it's a hole, it should be very tight and tiny.
It could that's be giant. Best. I want to fit my whole self.
No.
Maybe my whole hand.
Yeah.
Arm up to my elbow.
Sure. Let's move right left. What's your next story? Well, wow. I'll go then, since we're talking about fisting and arms.
Beautiful.
So Nick Newell just won his LFA fight by submission.
Okay. He's missing a fist.
And I know. So he's been on a 2-year hyenas.
Keep going. No,
sorry. We're going to lose it. It's gone. They're already off the reservation. We're fucking 5 minutes in.
Okay.
And so
I gotta reel it back in.
It's so hot. So the MMA media is like I don't know, they're jerking this guy off, sucking his dick so hard, going, oh my god, why can't he be in the UFC? He needs to be in the UFC, you know?
Is it because, in all seriousness, is it because he's missing a hand? Is that why?
I don't know. They're making a big stink out of it, but it's, you know.
It's like 3/4.
A hand plus maybe a few inches. So, should he be in the UFC?
I don't have a problem with it. I don't, you know, obviously he's been fighting MMA for a while.
Yeah.
So, by the way, thanks. We reeled this back in. I don't know what to, but, he's been fighting for a while, and I think the proof will be in the pudding. If he goes into a fight and he gets creamed, obviously he doesn't belong. But what if he wins? My only thing is this, is having a missing part of your limb considered an advantage or a disadvantage?
Well, I look at it this way. I say, when I go to Six Flags Great America, which is an amusing park.
Okay.
There's signs everywhere that say, hey, to ride this ride, you gotta have 2 arms, 2 legs, all your fucking digits gotta be working. I feel it's the same way for MMA. I have a problem with this guy fighting in general because I feel there's a disadvantage and an advantage for him. Mm-hmm. Once again, I said, what if I get him down and I go to armbar the arm that's missing a hand? Now I can't fucking armbar him properly. He can just slide that shit right out. Mm-hmm. So, right there, I'm at a disadvantage. Plus, how is he striking me? Is he just coming straight with the fucking nub at me?
Probably not.
You know, but
it would hurt.
He uses that as a weapon too. So, I mean, I feel like you have to have certain things, and they're called arms, legs, hands, feet, and just a statement of fact, kind of how a fucking amusement park does it, but. That's just me. A lot of people seem okay with it. I don't think it's okay. So, that's me.
Because you think that it creates an advantage and a disadvantage.
Correct.
I see.
Both.
They don't negate each other.
They don't. And what if you lose the guy? What if you win? I feel like it's a lose-lose to fight the guy. You know?
Here's a question.
Sure.
say a perfectly intact person has all fingers, hands, everything, mm-hmm. gets a broken arm or broken something, broken hand, yeah. whatever, can no longer use that for the fight. What's different about that than somebody who doesn't have a hand?
They don't have a hand going into it. It's not, they started the fight okay. While you're in the fight, shit happens all the time. People break stuff all the time. There's a big difference.
Arm gets chopped off.
I can still armbar that, and I'll fucking I'll shove it up your ass if it's broken. Okay.
So in the midst of a fight,
right,
hand gets ripped off.
Then we just keep fighting. Then apparently, because one hand missing, hey, that's cool.
I see your point. I'm still okay with it. I want to see what happens. I've seen him fight a few times.
He's a decent fighter.
He is not bad at all. And you know, I think he's worked around his issue with the hand. Yeah, it's interesting. What if he's really good and he gets to the top level? What if he's like?
Why doesn't he wear a prosthetic then? Would that be legal?
Oh, I don't know. That would go flying off maybe at some point.
Maybe. You better strap that fucking thing down. And if I pull it off during the fight, can I skull fuck him with that? Is that a problem? Are we going to be okay with this? What if it was Pride rules? Can I rip your prosthetic hand off and beat the fuck out of you with it?
That'd be awesome.
I'm just asking questions.
We should get Vanderlei Silva involved.
I'm just asking.
Something he would do.
Yeah, totally. I don't know. It's just weird. We'll move right along.
Yes,
what else you got?
Okay.
We're in and out.
I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it for you in a different direction. First,
great. I'm ready.
Here's a picture of Charlize Theron.
Like it?
Okay, good. Because I'm going to tell you a totally fucking weird story I read about that I don't know why it's on an MMA site. But okay. Apparently she's a big fan of NASCAR, big fan of MMA. She said that NASCAR drivers are way more aggro in the time leading up to the race than MMA fighters are. Like, literally, these people are fucking crazy. Like, they stare each other down. There's all this mental warfare shit going on. It's like crazy level mental warfare.
Well, I think they're also like 120 pounds.
They're tiny dudes.
They're almost like jockeys to horses, almost. Maybe not a little bit bigger, because I'm thinking of Danica Patrick was what, all of 5 foot and 100 pounds, if that?
But she's a female. I think some of the dudes are a little bit average size.
Like, yeah, but I don't know how fit is everybody. Also, maybe they're more fit these days.
They have to be, dude. They sit in the car forever and they can't get out.
It's not a sport.
I'm wondering, where do they pee? Like,
they just pee in their fucking suit.
Really? Interesting. But I mean, some of these dudes are nuts. Like, they they don't fuck around in this high speed racing. And I think part of it might be, in my opinion, is one guy's trying to get. When it comes to that moment in time when you're on the track and you're thinking about doing some shit against another dude, you're like, oh no, that's Dale Earnhardt Jr. That motherfucker's crazy. He's going to run me off this track at this speed. I'm going to let him go by. I think that's why they do it. It's like one of those, I'm more crazy than you, you know, chicken thing. But I found it interesting. She's hot, of course, but, you know.
Yeah.
I showed you the picture first, so I thought it would qualify. But that was the big story because it was a slow news week. From a few MMA websites posted that. I have more, but...
All right, do you want to get real now? I'll get you some real, like, this one's going to be juicy.
Once again, picture Charlize Theron.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know if I can show that one, but... She's sitting spread eagle.
There's
semi-spread eagle. So this one's going to go a little long, but just follow me for a second. So Dean Thomas reveals his theory on why fans can't relate to Tyron Woodley.
Oh, boy.
So this is what he had to say. He says... He's not all that relatable to people because he's a wealthy black man that speaks his mind. People don't like that. People didn't like Cam Newton when Cam Newton was loud and brash. People just don't like wealthy, large black men to speak their minds. It's not all racial, but let's keep it real. When there's a debate or whatever, presidents wear a certain color tie to appeal to a certain demographic. We can't try to hide the fact that our skin color has something to do with how people treat you. We can't hide that fact. And then he was talking about John Jones. He says, here's the thing. John Jones is a lot more relatable because John Jones doesn't come off like he's great. My sister-in-law once said to me, look at Tyron. He acts like he's better than everybody. And she said that, not knowing Tyron, but just what he puts out there. But John Jones can't because he's a drug addict and steroids and he's running pregnant ladies over. So he comes off as human. He has problems and people can relate to that. There's a lot of different reasons. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes it's comes off as if we're saying all people don't like him because he's black, but I don't believe that for a second. I just think that's one of the elements that makes him less relatable. What do you think about this?
Well, okay. I'm going to be careful how I talk about this because we are obviously not racist and sometimes we joke around about shit, but
right.
I think that the problem with Woodley, and it's alluded to in this article, is he doesn't fit the stereotype of what a black man by the white culture in this country necessarily, which is probably a large figment of who makes up the general like societal view of people. He doesn't fit that. He's smart. He talks well.
He has a very loud mama.
He does have
that. He gets ass to roll!
Although we haven't heard her in the UFC fights for
no.
He comes off different, whereas John Jones is like the typical, almost like a hood rat kind of a guy in a sense. And people understand that, so therefore he fits the mold. And so I think for our brains as a society, that makes sense, versus Woodley, it doesn't make sense. The other thing is for me personally, I don't really get that. I have never really thought of it that way for myself. The one reason I don't like Woodley is I don't think, and I mean, I joke about John Jones, but he's pretty freaking talented. But Woodley just seems to me like he's a complainer, and he complains all the time. And as a champion, I like guys who go, I don't care. You know, got broken this, that, whatever. Bring it on. The best. I will beat the best. That's what I want out of my champ. I overcome adversity. But Woodley just seems like he's always got a complaint about something, you know?
And he refers to himself as, I'm the greatest of all time, when he hasn't fucking accomplished what the greatest of all time has accomplished.
No.
If you're the greatest of all time, you don't refer to yourself as the greatest of all time.
No.
Ever.
No. No,
you've never heard a GSP or a Fedor
Anderson
or anybody talking like that.
And I think Woodley has the skills. He's incredibly talented. He's super athletic, fast. He's actually pretty smart in the cage. I mean, look at some of the stuff he's done against some top-level guys as far as gamesmanship and stuff. It's not exciting, but it went.
That's where I hold it against him and say, like, me personally, like, what are my problems with Woodley besides him being black? I'm just kidding.
He's kidding. He's totally kidding.
I got to throw that out there because that's what we're talking about. But it's his fighting style where he can fight super exciting when you see him knock the fuck out of a Josh Koscheck, like knock him out 3 times before he hits the ground.
Brutal.
And then we get the title, and now we're going to be ultra cautious and like have 2 shitty fights with Stephen Wonderboy Thompson. That Damian Maia fight was shit.
It was.
I know he was injured, but still, you got to put on fucking finish Maia, for fuck's sake. If he can't take you down, knock him the fuck out. Mm-hmm. So that's where I struggle, and along with how he talks about himself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the greatest of all time. And then always playing a race card on top of everything. I don't know what it's like to be black, so I'm sure there's some people that probably have a problem with him being black. But, I mean, I look at it like, how do you fight? Are you exciting or not? Mm-hmm. And then how do you talk about things?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So that's how I see it.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page in a lot of ways. The general public, I don't know. Maybe that's a question we ask the fans. Like, if you have any comments on this, I mean... all racism aside, like if we post this and you start getting all racist, you're gonna get banned. I'm curious about your opinion. Like, why do you think Woodley gets such a bum rap when he is extremely talented? I mean, definitely, there's no denying that. I mean, he is extremely talented and one of the better fighters in the UFC. But how come, like, well, Mighty Mouse isn't the same. How come he gets no love?
Black.
Is it really a racist thing?
No,
I don't think so.
In his case. Again, it's a Mighty Mouse case. He's in a weight class that nobody gives a fuck.
He's like a
12-year-old. And he is so far above the rest of the competition that who liked that? It goes back to the day when we had all these champs, like you had Anderson Silva just dominating everyone. You had John Jones, you had GSP, and you had Mighty Mouse. And it gets boring when you know, like, you're going to fucking beat the guy until age catches up, right?
Yep. And it always does.
Yeah, unless you get out like GSP style. I think he's the only one that got out, came back in, got a taste, and he's still in that point of, he's still ultra elite, but he's at that point where he's almost beatable right now. Almost beatable, depending upon who the opponent is.
True. Well, to talk about GSP, it was just on the MMA fight, the show,
MMA Hour.
The MMA Hour, yeah.
Sure.
And talking about how he's doing, and he said that he's been on medication for stomach issues. He's doing intermittent fasting, and overall, he feels a lot better. And his thing was is that he was just cramming too much food in, and it was almost like his system was redlining. I know you're holding back.
I'm not going to say it.
He's cramming in too much food.
Cramming food, Matt.
And his system couldn't handle it, so he fucked up his intestines, basically, from trying to just jam all this meat and protein into his mouth. I'm trying to help you.
He's holding back so hard.
But, and, you know, he's basically saying he wants to come back on his terms.
Sure.
He says the Conor McGregor fight is not the fight he wants to make. It's not a legacy fight for him. Do you agree?
Yeah, I mean, what does that gain? I mean, I don't know.
Money. Lots of money.
I'm trying to think. If GSP comes back, Well, I know. I want to see him fight Nick Diaz. I think that's the fight that makes the most sense, right?
That's a legacy fight.
Yeah.
Or even Nate Diaz. Shit.
I think someone put that out to him, like, would you want to fight Nate? And he's like, no. But Nick, I think a rematch with Nick makes a lot of sense at this point because Nick's been out for so long. GSP's been out for a long time, and he's kind of coming back and dipping his toe back in the water. Mm-hmm. I think that makes a lot of sense. I don't know who else, you know, 170 or 185. I don't think he wants to do 185 anymore. I think it's 170. And he's even keeps talking about 155. Like, are you fucking crazy? 155? Why do you want to do 155?
Why do you think he's not wanting to fight Nate?
I forgot what the reason was. He had a valid reason, whatever it was. Maybe because he wasn't ranked high enough or he didn't feel like he was worthy of fighting him.
Okay, fair enough.
Never a title holder. I don't know.
Good point.
So he's got that going. Do we have anything else to say about the GSP?
No, I think I'm good there.
All right, so let's go on this one. So Joey Diaz, everyone knows, pretty famous
big
comedian.
Dicks in your ass, cocksucker.
Right. So he's pretty controversial.
Of course.
In some circles, not in ours. So he had tweeted out something about Mackenzie Dern. So he says, Mackenzie Dern's asshole is going to smell tremendous after the fight. And then Vinny Magalhaes responded with, I bet it'll also be tasty. And a lot of people, like some of the MMA websites and media were freaking out like on Diaz about what he had to say, and I don't know why they had a problem with that, but why can't you compliment a beautiful woman? Like what he said I didn't feel was controversial, was just a compliment. He just said, her asshole is going to smell tremendous after the fight. How is that so terrible that you got to make a fucking story and these guys are going to freak it out about it to the point where like Rogan's talking about it on his podcast and laughing? Like that's pretty fucking funny, but who cares? You can't say that? Is that not all right?
I have no problem with anything you said.
Okay.
The one thing that stood out.
Yeah.
You said, why can you not compliment a woman? And I'm thinking back, what social circle would it be okay for me to tell a woman her asshole smells?
Tremendous. After the fight.
After. Thank you. That's like, I wonder is there a woman I know that would take that as a compliment? Maybe.
A lot of women would.
I don't know. But
if you say any, it's a positive. It's a positive.
So,
I'm just saying, is the MMA media just a bunch of pussies that like you can't say anything? Like, oh my God, it's
I'm
a
try this next time. Randomly, I bet your asshole smells tremendous. And just see what happens. You think that would work? Is that a compliment?
You can tell a woman she's got a muscular ass and can I squeeze it? And she could say yes. And then you can bring your buddy Brian over and say, hey, My buddy knows you have a muscular ass, too, and he'd like to squeeze it. Is that okay? Can he squeeze it? She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm squeeze it. I'm just saying. You can compliment some weird shit sometimes.
Okay, it's true. I don't have a problem. He's a comedian. I mean, it's
funny. Exactly. Everything's taken. Take it with a grain of salt, and don't be such a fucking bitch.
Exactly.
Right? Moving right along. What else you got?
Last story for me.
Go ahead.
Ian Kutalaba was pulled in November just a few days before his fight at UFC 217. And it was because he admitted to ozone therapy.
I thought you were going to say brozone therapy.
No, ozone therapy. which is apparently against the anti-doping policy.
What is ozone therapy?
Imagine you immerse your body in this thing that closes on you, and it creates
like a
vagina? Tank of some sort where your head's sticking out, not a vagina.
Oh, they were talking about
immersing my body in these things.
That was earlier.
Some loose women. No, and it creates ozone, and hence the name ozone therapy. And then it stimulates oxygen in the blood, which we all know from the Lance Armstrong thing.
Yeah.
Also increases red blood cells and all that stuff, allows your body. It's almost like natural EPO. So the
They were saying he had a blood transfusion too.
He did?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
That was the big problem.
Ah, okay.
I was like, oh, that was part of the therapy. Oh shit, that's a problem.
Aha. Uh-huh. Interesting.
EPO.
Yeah. So I don't know. WADA, USADA, they're up to some shit. But he's been suspended 6 months. Not really throwing the book at him. So I'm thinking, here's my thought
on this. That's so funny, because they said he disclosed it in the shit, and that's why they didn't throw fucking 2 years at the guy. So is that the thing? If you disclose, hey, by the way, and then, well, that's not the case, because remember, Krokop disclosed that he used HGH, and they fucking threw 2 years at him. So why does ozone therapy give you 6 months, but HGH give you 2 years?
Because
one, you know for damn sure, you're going to get some fucking big-time results from?
I think ozone therapy could be in that territory of
possible
placebo.
DHEA, like Leo Machida. Yeah. How long did he get? Fucking over a year.
A year and a half, year, something like
fucking
that. Yeah.
Some bullshit.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean...
And then why didn't that apply to the guy? Because I think Leota told them he used the DHEA, and they didn't give him six. They gave him... They threw the book at him.
Are you saying that they're inconsistent?
100% inconsistent.
Huh. Weird. Wouldn't have guessed that. That's all I got for news.
Let's talk about drugs and steroids and some more. So Josh Gross tweeted this out. He said, drug cheats are fleeing from the UFC, which is good. The more Bellator scoops them up, the more they earn a reputation as a PED haven, which is bad. ABC sounds ambivalent, also bad. Scott Coker and Viacom should push for change. USADA, VADA, something will eventually need to give. So why is the media on another witch hunt with Bellator? Because remember, this is what happened with the UFC. Who was like, when Dana White, he always used to do the scrums, like the personal scrum. And then every time they kept hammering him about steroids. I feel like they finally pushed him to the point where he's like, fuck it, I'm going to bring in a drug testing agency just so I don't have to keep answering the questions about this.
Uh-huh.
Is this what's going down the path here?
I don't think Scott Coker cares. He's like the man of steel. He gives no shits. He's like, whatever. I think it's a great thing. There has to be a place for everybody. And if Bellator is the place for PED and all kinds of stuff, then let it be that. And let the UFC be something different. Why do you have to make everything the same vanilla flavor?
It doesn't... Right. Cause, and why does... I'll go back to this. Why does the MMA media have to be a bunch of pussies about shit? Why can't we have Bellator be this freak show? And, you know, we're getting what? What's happening lately? We got Krokop versus Roy Nelson 2. Mm-hmm. And then there's some debate in there because Krokop got a 2-year suspension from USADA. But then he went and fought overseas within like a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And then there's questions like, well, fuck, well, he didn't serve the full suspension. Can he fight?
He can
Krokop. Or can he fight, I'm sorry, Roy Nelson again?
Yes, he can.
And the commission said, as long as he passes the drug test that we administer, he's good to go.
Yes.
And then we're also going to get Wanderlei Silva versus Rampage 4 is in the works.
God, man.
But well, you know what? Who cares? I mean, you got big names, and if they need to do the fucking special vitamins, so be it. As long as they're somewhat clean on fight night.
Is Wanderlei going to give us the flashlight thing?
I hope so.
I'll kill everybody.
That's right.
Ah, crazy eyes.
Fucking. So I don't know. I wish the MMA media would just toughen up a little bit and move along. You don't need to be like a sissy about everything. Just let some things just be. You don't have to big brother everything. Right. Moving right along.
Can I little brother everything?
Yes.
Nice.
Please. Because I am in the Little Brothers Association.
Yes.
So Brett Akimoto tweeted this one. He said, I ran into a Johnny Hendricks in Las Vegas today. Mm-hmm. Spending time at the UFC Performance Institute, strength and conditioning and nutrition planning. He's not even assigned to the UFC right now, but they invited him out and he's considering 170 again, believes he has plenty left. And what do you think about this? Is there any chance he could make a comeback?
I don't know, because I'm still not clear what the hell happened to that guy. It's like, is it diet? Is it discipline? Is it skill level?
PEDs.
Is it PEDs? I mean, what is the problem? Because he went from being a freaking murderer
like
to being
first
like...
First round, knock you the fuck out with my left hand.
Yes.
Martin Kempman.
Yeah, and he turned into something totally different. And I don't know if it's the drugs or it's... I feel like it's probably a discipline issue with him. So if
I think it's both.
You can get that in order.
And then he also went from team takedown to on his own.
Right.
And then that didn't seem successful at all. But I'm not going to let, and I think he's right, let someone make 50% off of you. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I know he was making $100,000 a year when he was up and coming. That was
his
salary.
Well, they had a special agreement. Right. Remember, we interviewed him a long time ago.
You interviewed him way long ago.
So the deal was is they were getting paid a salary, mm-hmm. which is what like some other fighters we know have mentioned would be cool. If that UFC would do,
yeah, it's egregious on the other end. It's
once you're successful, that's what they're doing.
Fucked.
So they're giving you lots of money up front, but when you hit it big time, they're taking half.
But who else was in that? Because you talked to Jake Roshel and who was the other kid?
Johnny Hendricks and
I could see him, but I can't remember the name. He had a beard.
Beard as well.
But anyway, just back to the point of the story.
Yeah, I don't know what the. I would like to see him make a real run at a comeback if he was to be... I don't know what the problem was.
Keep talking. We get another drink.
Uh-oh. So my thought is I'm all for it.
Yep.
The question is how can he train for free at the UFC gym and not, as I stall slowly while Matt is out of the room, not be a part of the UFC? It's almost like, why do they allow him there if he's not in sport? You know, like, why am I sitting here by myself in the middle of a show? I have no idea. But Matt's coming back.
Yes.
With multiple cocktails.
He's just one.
He's ready.
What?
He's ready to roll.
It's all good. Well, I didn't drink another beer. So
party time.
These other things aren't as...
those Crispins, they go down
tasty.
Smoothly.
Very smooth.
So my question was, why do they allow him to train there if he doesn't belong to the organization?
It's a really good question. Probably because they want him back for some weird reason when he's missed weight. He's a habitual weight misser.
He is.
And I don't think they're going to let him fight at 170 again. So, I don't know. I feel like they're making him pay. Somehow, nothing's for free, Ingo. That's for damn sure. So he's paying one way or another. Maybe he doesn't know he's paying it. Maybe they're charging him $100 a day and some weird contract stipulation that's tucked into a contract somewhere.
It's possible.
Seems very weird. We'll move along from that?
Please.
All right. So Luke Rockhold, you know, he's planning to move up to 205, tells Alexander Gustafsson, I'm coming for that ace.
I'm telling you. I always knew that about him.
So I'll leave that one out there. He's also talking about a third match with Michael Bisping at 205.
Eh.
He said, if Bisping beats me in this fight, this will be my retirement fight. So what do you think's going on with Rockhold? Who's his next opponent? Obviously, it's 205.
Well, I think the comment about Bisping is a way to goat him in, obviously.
Yeah, so, he threw some other shit out there.
Yeah. I think he might be lost. He's in no man's land. I want to say that, is it possible that Luke Rockhold could be best at Rich Franklin weight?
It could be.
Huh?
If they had a 195.
Yeah. So I feel like he's in that no man's land. You know, he was hot to trot for a while, but I feel like his skill level maybe hasn't progressed. Or not even that, more of his strategy is the same.
Well, he can't be boxing. That's his problem. He can't hold his hands.
Nope.
Down here anymore. I keep trying to catch people with the right hook when they come in. It doesn't work.
They know it's coming. They're seriously ready for it.
So, we've seen the hole in his game, and he hasn't fixed it.
No.
And especially when we fought Yoel Romero, he's trying to box him.
Yeah, no good.
What are you doing?
So I think this is an effort for him to maintain his status quo, but move up a weight division.
Yes.
And hopefully find some people who haven't watched the highlight films and studied his every move. Mm-hmm. But I think it will go badly for him. I don't see the fight against Bisping at 205 happening. If it does, I don't see it going Bisping's way.
No, he'll fucking murder him because he took him lightly. Well, you saw what happened the first time when he trained and was ready for him. He fucking one-arm guillotined him on the top. Mm-hmm. As, who said it? Gooden said, that was offensive the way he finished him.
Yes, it
my
was.
Favorite. All right, let's move right along. So we had Conor McGregor at the Burger King commercial.
Oh, yeah,
what did you think about that?
You know, I definitely think it was Conor McGregor style. It was kind of offensive.
He thought about tings. He said it in there.
It was offensive. I feel like his shtick is wearing thin on me, if that makes sense. You know, like it's kind of like, eh. And it could just be because he hasn't been very vocal. I don't like that he's not fighting. I don't like that he's not creating excitement. If he was doing all this shit and also had a fight coming up, I'd probably be excited about the commercial. But right now, I'm just kind of like, you're just rubbing it in our face.
Right. It's just, I don't think he's going to fight again at this point. It's just like, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
And it kind of upsets me because I like watching him fight. I think it's always exciting. And the fact that he's fucking around with Burger King and all other kind of stuff, instead of fighting, it's almost like, screw you, dude. Like, you know, it's not like you owe us, but it's kind of like you kind of do. Like, dude, we supported you.
You haven't even defended a belt once. You've lost both.
You just left us hanging here. What are you doing, man? And the sport is dying while you're doing that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, where are you? Let's talk about the last UFC pay-per-view, UFC 222. What'd you think the buy rate was? You initially guessed 12. Last week.
Like 100 some thousand.
But it came in at 260.
That's horrible.
And we'll look at the headliner. It's Cyborg versus a fucking pie. So I thought that's actually pretty decent for Cyborg versus a nobody. That is your card. Yeah, you have Frankie Edgar fighting Brian Ortega, but that's not like a marquee matchup. That's not a fucking pay-per-view headliner. I think that's credit to Cyborg, and I know it's 260, but is that good or bad these days? I don't even know anymore.
I don't think you realize how far your standard level has dropped, because you'd be pissed off about this about 2 years ago.
Well, and right now well, you're kind of like, "What else do we have?"
We don't. That's the thing. It's dropped so far, and we have a guy here who's on retirement or whatever because he's made $1 billion boxing.
Conor McGregor, who's always a million plus, and we just had what GSP versus Bisping was what. 900,000, 860, or fucking.
So
nobody can draw unless you're what? John Jones is in the
John Jones
400 or 500
Brock Lesnar,
range,
which there's been talks.
Million.
But yeah, I feel like for McGregor, I don't want to ever say that somebody like has to do something, but dude, we stood behind you for like years, and we are fans, and there's plenty of people out there. Our entire
your
country,
whole fucking country is
you
waiting.
You owe us, man. You got to come back and bring this sport full circle. Help us, because it's like barren. There is nobody, and unless we get Brock back or McGregor back or the Diaz brothers, who the hell are we gonna root for?
I'm thinking Ronda Rousey.
Not Ronda Rousey. I will not root for her. But
come on,
I'll root for her to get a beating. You know, maybe. But I'm thinking right now, like, who can carry that torch at the moment? Nobody. Name one person.
Cyborg is it, unfortunately.
And there's no...
That's current. That is not suspended. That's current. She is the only person that actually draws. Because imagine if it's Cyborg versus somebody you want to see her fight.
Cyborg versus Cyborg.
Well, Cyborg versus, I don't know. They do Amanda Nunes. That's not, like... That's not the huge fight I want to see.
No.
That's the problem with the Cyborg is I want to see her fight fucking Ronda Rousey, and that fight's never going to happen. So she's kind of thrown out of the equation. But if I want to go back to Conor McGregor and say, if he comes back, who do you want to see him fight?
Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
Well, if it ain't going to be GSP.
Well, he's just lost both his belts, so.
I'm going to have to say that the Nate Diaz thing sounds pretty exciting
to
me.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nate Diaz 3. It doesn't matter. I said it the first time I fought, or second time. watch these fuckers fight 300 times.
It was always exciting.
Because they're just so competitive. It's all about, let's just beat the fuck out of each other. And it's a will of or a fight of attrition. Like, I'm winning, now you're winning, now I'm winning, now you're winning. Mm-hmm. At least the second fight, not the first fight. It was all McGregor, and then he just faded, and then it was all
Diaz.
Well,
I think Diaz is like, fuck you, you're beating my ass, everything. But give me another 30 seconds. Your ass is going to be tired. And right. It's like, he's got
like
a strategy.
Like how he fought Mayweather,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, it's the same thing. So, I don't see it happening, though. That's the thing. And when he shows up doing a Burger King commercial, which I have my own issues with fast food in general, but it's kind of like he's going, fuck you, America. Look, I made bazillions of dollars on your stupid asses, well, and here I am sitting in my private jet eating a burger, pretending anyways. You know.
I was going to say, well, maybe people are going to turn on him. And maybe he's trying to go down the Mayweather path where people aren't paying to see him win a fight, but they're paying to see him lose a fight now.
Maybe. He's not quite there for me yet, but if this continues, I might have to take that approach.
It's been out a while. I mean, when was the last time you fought? No, well, UFC, like, fuck, what are we at?
8 months?
18 months?
Oh, that
long?
It's
been long?
A long
time. It's been a long fucking time.
When was that fight? That was in the...
Probably what, UFC
August,
198?
September is when he fought Mayweather, right? And then before that was like 8 months per fight, something like that, right?
Oh, no, we only fought Eddie Alvarez. For the 155 belt.
I think that was in January, February of last year.
Long
like
time.
Yeah. It's been a year at least.
Long time.
Anyways.
And then the last thing I have is just Jose Aldo said he's interested to fight Jeremy Stephens at UFC 224.
Oh.
I think that might be the Chicago card, actually. Ooh. And they also said Overeem versus Curtis Blaydes is happening on the Chicago card.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's a tough fight for both guys.
Whoa.
I don't know which way that's going to go. I don't like Curtis Blaydes. So
when
I
is this event happening? Can we go?
A couple of months.
We should go. We love you, the UFC. Give us some press passes.
Yeah, sure.
But we'll show up only for like the last hour. I'm not doing an 8-hour marathon.
Oh, it's so brutal. It's not our gig.
Yeah.
I'll double check the news. Let's move right along. Please. Let's do some Ask the Nuts. Mm-hmm. Let's play the game. Five words. There you go. You know you're ready. Right. I'm going to question you in five words or less and or more about a fight, and you're going to try to name the fight or guess the fight.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Head kick. Ironic. That's all I'm giving you.
Head kick. Ironic. Is it Anderson Silva with the crazy kick?
Nope.
No, it's not Anderson's. Head kick, ironic. Oh, I know. Gabriel Gonzaga versus Krokop.
There you go, thank you. I'm giving you any more. Cha-ching.
Yes.
All right.
That was brutal.
Number two. This one's going to be a little tough, and I didn't double check. I just guessed that my knowledge is right on this fight.
Uh-oh.
So my knowledge may be wrong with the actual fighters, but at least I'll have one right.
Okay.
So we have, I'm trying to think what I want to start with. All right, I'll go it this way. Double middle fingers.
Nick Diaz versus Robbie Lawler. Triangle? No, is that the fight I'm remembering?
You have the triangle right.
Triangle, Nick
Diaz. You have the Diaz right.
It's Nate Diaz.
The Nate Diaz.
Double middle fingers versus...
This is hard. I don't know.
Triangle. Who did he triangle? Nate Diaz.
I want to say the kid's name... His nickname is maybe Batman. The very old, very, very old school.
I can
fighter.
See the whole thing in my head, but I can't remember who
the initials are. KP.
KP.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough. He's so old.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah.
K motherfucking Swiss.
Yeah. Matt Cassel just fucked you up.
That's a great show. First season anyways, but
yeah, or I'll do how I had an art teacher. His initials are Kurt Pellegrino.
Yeah, I would never
I believe I wouldn't count it either, and I don't even know if I'm right on that one. Okay. But that was pretty fucking sweet when he locked up that triangle. He double bicep flex. He's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's classic.
Uh-huh.
All right, this next one I'm just gonna go with three words and hopefully you'll get it from that. Flying sidekick. That might be two. I'll go two words.
Flying sidekick.
I can give you more if you need it.
Flying sidekick.
Oh, shit.
Flying sidekick. It's not
heavyweight.
Heavyweight.
Oh, I know how to get you there.
Flying sidekick.
Boomerang.
Boomerang. Is it Fabricio Verdum?
Yes.
Flying sidekick. Who did he get by flying sidekick?
Beard.
Oh, Travis Brown?
Yep.
Okay.
I gotta dial you in. Okay. I gotta use all five of my words. I feel like we should be getting paid for this show. Because I know where to get you, but it's gonna take a little while. All right. Huh. You might be able to get, I think you can get this in two. Zombie leg.
Oh, it is Lyoto Machida versus, no, zombie leg. Zombie leg. Is it the,
keep going. Think about it.
Rashad Evans?
Think about the picture. There's a picture of a zombie leg. Remember? There's a leg that's just so fucking bruised up and red.
Oh, it's purple. Jose Aldo versus the California Kid.
Yes, thank you.
I was thinking of the, remember when the stanky leg?
That's Machida and Rashad Evans.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of when you said zombie leg. I thought maybe you renamed it.
No.
From the stanky leg.
All right, let's see if I can get this one. I'm trying to get you in there the shortest way possible. Arm triangle.
Brock Lesnar, Shane Carwin.
You got it. I was going to start gassed out and then go arm triangle and then go personality of wallpaper.
See, the reason this works is because I know Matt so well. So I'm trying to think of how is he thinking that he's trying to ask. So it's like I'm trying to actually put my brain inside your brain.
See? We're 5 for 5. Pretty solid. Or something.
Nice. These are good. I like this.
All right. What non-title fights could headline a UFC pay-per-view?
Do they have to be... can we make any fight we want?
Sure.
I'm going to go ahead and say Brock Lesnar versus Mighty Mouse.
Brock Lesnar versus Jon Jones.
Yes, that'll headline.
Right. Well, it's like Brock Lesnar versus anybody. Conor McGregor versus anybody. I think Nate Diaz versus anybody.
Nate Diaz versus anybody.
Yeah. I think it's really the person, not really the fight.
There isn't a fight that I'm like, yeah, this is the one. It's got to be the people. And I think the star status is very thin in a lot of areas.
Super thin. And I don't know if they're going to fix that because, like, how do you fix that right now?
The only
besides
way
getting, it's like you keep, well, they keep cheating and... You know, last year or when it was, they bring Brock Lesnar in to fight Mark Hunt, but you can only do that for so long. Like, you can only bring him back in for one fight. I don't think he's going to be fully committed to UFC, is he?
I doubt it. I think the problem they have made is they have restricted the fighters from being personable. So there isn't a story.
Look at their uniforms.
Yep.
You know, you don't have the iconic shorts anymore. You don't have the banners behind them.
We've been saying this for years.
You've lost the story. Well, they've watered it down. You go to the prison gray on a broadcast. Like, they're trying to make it clean, but clean looks stupid.
Bland.
We want color.
Boring.
I mean, they did jazz it up a little bit with the Reebok uniforms. You actually have something besides black and white and white and black, but are you fucking kidding me? How did that ever get approved to just go to that? Such a basic scheme of shit.
Money.
You know? Stupid. Money can't dictate more than black and white and white and black. Nope. What are you wearing? White and black? I'm wearing black and white.
It's the Reebok colors, man.
Wait. I don't know what else. All right. Who would you rather see in the UFC, Ben Askren or CM Punk? I know CM Punk's already there, but...
CM Punk's supposed to have a fight coming up.
Sure is.
I would rather see CM Punk.
I would, too. And Askren is a boring motherfucker, period. Brandon Mason asks, Mark Hunt versus Francis Ngannou, who would win if that fight ever happened?
It's
a tough fight.
You know, it depends on if Mark Hunt is chinny or not. I believe he's okay still. I think Mark Hunt wins.
I like Mark Hunt. He's got more experience.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Mark Hunt's chances versus anybody that doesn't want to take him down.
Yes.
You know, he almost had Curtis Blaze knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
Curtis, like, Hail Mary takedown and got it.
Mm-hmm.
And Rodrigo Machado will close it out. It's time. Pound sign Nuts Rule. Pound sign Matt Rape Train. Pound sign Dingle Sugar Daddy. Pound sign The Questions Will Never End.
Thank you.
All right.
I hope they don't.
Who is a fighter you hate but is really exciting to watch? And who is a fighter you love but is boring to watch?
Oh. I don't know if that... Can I love somebody and have them be boring?
Well, Damian Maia can
I was going to say, Damian would be one that I would think of, yeah. I don't find him boring, but I know that people do.
Everybody does, except for us, unfortunately.
Who do I hate? John Jones. Hate is a strong word. I don't really don't hate anybody. I dislike John Jones because of what he seemingly stands for. But he's definitely exciting to watch.
I don't hate anybody that's exciting because exciting negates hate.
Yes. Hate is a strong word.
Right.
We don't hate anybody on this show. We love everyone.
That's right. You must delete two of them from history along with all of their fights. Brock Lesnar, Dan Henderson, Mark Hunt, or Wanderlei Silva?
Two or one?
Two.
I'm going to go...
Dan Henderson.
Dan Henderson's going. And probably... Who's left? Wanderlei Silva, Brock Lesnar, and who?
Mark Hunt. Mark Hunt.
I gotta let go of Mark Hunt. I'm sorry.
I ain't doing it. I'm taking out Wanderlei.
He's had some crazy fights.
Man. I know, but Mark Hunt's had too many one-punch KO walk-ons.
I can't miss that, man.
I gotta do it.
All right.
What would you rather happen, knowing that the option that you don't choose will never happen? Damian Maia becomes welterweight champion, or Mark Hunt becomes heavyweight champion?
I gotta go with... I'm going to pick Damian Maia. Right. He's got to get that belt.
And I'm going to go with Mark Hunt.
Of course.
Becoming heavyweight champion. All right. Fuck, marry, kill women of MMA 2. All right. We got Carolina. Hang on. Scrolling. I found a real nice picture of her.
Oh, damn, dude. She's actually looking like female-like there.
Yeah.
What's she doing? Packing?
Working it.
Back in the heat.
Mackenzie Dern.
Yeah. Eh. That's a little bit of booty. Mm-hmm.
And then this Bolina Botello or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Brazilian.
Wow.
That's a lot of ass, man.
I found the best pictures of each lady.
That's a nice picture. I think I'm going to have to fuck this one. And then we're going to kill. Oh, that's a tough one. I'm going to marry this one.
Okay.
She looks
Carolina. He's marrying that Carolina.
Yeah. I'm going to kill Leah.
You're killing Mackenzie Dern. Good
I
for you.
I have to kill her.
I am fucking marrying and
Mackenzie Dern. Mackenzie
Dern. And killing her from all the fucking
fuck
we're
her.
Doing.
I'm going to marry her, and then I'm going to kill her
this
ass.
This guy fucks.
That's actually like the normal trajectory.
And all guys in the house, this guy's doing all the
you
fucking.
Fuck, you marry, and then you kill.
I kill her first, marry her, and I fuck her hard.
Yes. I used to love her, but I had to kill her, right?
That's right. Only in the ass. Nick Newell, where are you at?
Yeah. Okay.
Moving wow. right along. I had to pull up
I have no
mail.
Knowledge this week. Other
I have
than
some.
Be cool.
I have some knowledge, but I got to dial it up on the phone.
Okay,
because
take your time. He's on his iPhone at the moment, for those of you who are listening to the podcast.
Like
he's
nine.
Scrolling right now. It's a lovely thing.
That looks so much
It looks
nicer
so much better
right
on
here.
Your iPhone.
It's so much
He's
clearer.
Getting caught up on the pictures of the Fuck, Marry, Kill right now.
All right. So here we go. So let's watch this. So we have this Pinata fight. So we have the elusiveness of a Lyoto Machida.
Mm-hmm.
And now let's watch the craziness of Matt Brown going to town.
Crazy,
fuck
man.
You up. Beyond.
Is this the same woman?
No. That's some other bitch.
I was going to say, it's multiple people, right?
Which one do you want to fuck? Oh, I don't know what this chick's going. Put it in my face. Which of these ladies you like better?
I like the
number
one.
Number two.
She
yeah,
went,
number two is
she
going for
ham.
It.
She's like, screw this. I'm
fuck
swinging,
yeah.
man.
Wham! She takes the head off and it's like, fuck it!
That's awesome.
Wah! Zigga!
She's like, I would kill that.
That's awesome.
Holy fuck. Pinatas are fun. Yeah. I like people who go all out for pinatas.
Especially when you're blindfolded and you're just fucking winging it. And more than likely, you're going to injure someone else or yourself in the process. So. Mm-hmm. That's it. Shut it down.
Alrighty, that's been this week's edition of Memory Nuts. Are you going to keep the fuck up in there? Are you going
to
what? Keep, are you going to keep us? Like, my question for you is, are you going to keep us losing our shit from earlier in the show?
Fuck yeah. Why would I take that out? I think those are some of the best moments we have. Is what we're just losing it. That hasn't happened since there was a chink in your armor. Right. We had to fucking cut it.
I've been immunized against that. But whatever happened earlier, that was some funny shit. So, thank you, fans.
See you next.
We'll catch you next week.
All right. Thanks for playing.